I was just thinking back on God's days. You know, I was just had a conversation with Derek. Because, you know, God, when we first started, like when I first joined the church, God's day was January the 1st. You know, and it was nice and clear because there's everybody out there partying, and on the stroke of midnight, you know, we pray.
Yeah.
That's what we did, you know. And I didn't have, like, I didn't go to a holy day in New York for a long time. Like, the first one I was ever at was at the Matching. I've been in the church for, like, 3 years. And, like, literally, the second time that I saw True Father, he was matching me. The second time. And I had been out fundraising, like, in Tennessee and Indiana and Kentucky. And people are like, yeah, that moon guy, why not? You know, and I'm defending River Moon. I'm fundraising for him, the whole thing. And it's like, I've only seen him once. So anyway, so the Matching actually started like a couple of days before. It was like in between Christmas and New Year's. So I remember because I was working a mall like way out in Kentucky somewhere. And I was supposed to leave in a couple of days. And my commander called me up and said, oh, come tomorrow, let's build. Blessing, blessing. I said, no, matching, matching. It was kind of like, oh, okay. So, but I just remember what it was like to be there, like, on the stroke of midnight. You know, whether you're in the middle of Manhattan, you know, there's Times Square just right over there somewhere, and, you know, Madison Square Garden's right there. And even in the inside of the New Yorker, you can still hear people yelling and making noise out in the street. You know, but at the stroke of midnight, the first thing you heard was Father praying. You know, Father's voice praying to start your year. It was just the greatest feeling, you know, of that. But another thing I remember about that time was just because, like, you know, our tradition in the beginning was always, like, brothers on one side, brothers on the right, sisters on the left. And we always lined up, and there was always this line right down the middle, you know. And, you know, like when I joined the church, like in Oakland, there were three blessed families or blessed couples in Oakland. And that was considered like, whoa, you guys have so many blessed couples here. There's three in the same city. Oh my God, it was really something. You know, but we kind of had this like, what do we do now moment because, you know, so many people have just gotten matched and now we're going to the ballroom. So it's like the sisters on the left and the brothers on the right, but you want to sit with your fiance now. But there's only so much room down that middle where those two hats meet. Where, like, you could actually sit with your fiance. So it was kind of like this, like, you know, later, after we get our shoes. But it was not. It was just such, to me, it was just such a rich tradition. You know, because it didn't matter where you were, because I spent, like, several God's days, you know, we'd, like, pause in our blitz or they'd try to pick us up just before midnight, you know, so we could pray together, you know, in the van or, you know, in the field or, you know, behind the store by the dumpster, you know. Like, it did a lot of dumpster prayers, you know. But no, I just remember that, you know, so it feels a little funny now to have, like, it's a Happy New Year. It's like,
I know.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Come on. Because we didn't do the Happy New Year thing. It was like, this is God's day.
Yeah.
We're offering the first of this year to God.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else is out there partying and doing crazy stuff, you know, and we're offering to God first thing, you know. So it's just kind of this, you know, back and forth thing. But
yeah. What year was this?
Well, if it was at the Matching, it was my Matching.
Yeah,
that was 79, 80.
80.
No, it was 80, 81.
80,
81.
Yeah, because I think just barely, I mean, it was funny because that season, they had put me in a mall. I was working in a mall for the first time in Lexington, Kentucky. And I had rented a room from a little old lady walking distance to the mall. And I was by myself for like 6 weeks. The first time since I joined the church, I was working by myself every day. It's like every morning, you get up, make a little breakfast, I walk to the mall, you know, see the only daylight I'm going to see that day. Get inside the mall, work there all day, you know, finish, walk back home. And that was home, I mean, just a little old lady's house. And, you know, I was completely by myself for like 6 weeks, you know. And then finally Christmas is over. But I just remember this one night, before I got the call, I was just standing in the kitchen. It was like 10 o'clock at night, you know, 10 or 11 or something. I was just looking out the window, and out of nowhere, I just said, I'm not ready for the blessing.
You said that?
Yeah, I said that. I'm like, well, I had no idea why I said it, you know, but then the next day I got the phone call.
What year did you join?
I joined in February 1978.
Oh, just a little after May.
I'm coming up.
October 76.
Okay, yeah, I'm coming up on 40 years. So. Well, I'm
I was 6 months after you.